trainer was a beautiful, handsome, 6'6", lovely fella in every way. He was a big, gentle giant and a gentleman. And he was well known and held in the highest regard by all in this in his community.
And he was quite heavily involved with the GAA.
Yes, he was. He was an active member of his local community and had a wide network of friends. He was a keen footballer and played for Dylan O'Connell's. And he was a good cyclist and a runner.
And what brought him to Massachusetts?
He graduated last July in Business Information Technology. He studied at Queen's University and he graduated last July. And then he got a job with Randux Laboratories in Crumlin. Then he decided he wanted to go to Boston on a J1 visa. So he got that, fulfilled that dream, and then got a job in Boston with InvestNI. And he started that about 2 weeks ago.
And was he happy?
He loved Boston. See, he went out last year on a holiday to Boston and New York and Las Vegas and just fell in love with Boston and then decided he would go out for the year.
And do you remember the last conversation you had with him?
Yes, I was talking to him on Thursday. And I was asking, see, the 4th of July was Independence Day. And they were going to have a wee barbecue, but then the weather was bad and they just had a quiet watch the World Cup. And then on Saturday they went to a barbecue and they were having a barbecue in the afternoon.
And Mary, when did you get word about what happened?
Early Sunday morning.
This is just it's the most terrifying thought for any parent.
Oh, it's just your worst nightmare come
yeah.
true.
How are you and your family?
Just devastated, heartbroken.
And I'm sure the impact on the wider community.
Oh, they're just the Darylin and wider community have just left saddened and devastated.
Because he was so well known locally.
Yes, and you see, he had a wee part time job in the spa shop, and all the customers, especially the older ladies, they were just loved him. They'd have brought the shopping out for them and everything. Oh, they just were meeting him once, she would have remembered him. I mean, he was 23 and he brought us so much happiness and joy during his short life. And he really made us proud of all his achievements.
And 23 is so young.
That's to say, he'll never get achieving his goal, which is so so hard to take. It's so unfair.
And what were his goals?
Well, he wanted to achieve. He wanted to make a success of his life, you know.
I'm sure the wider community is rallying around you and
your
family
definitely.
Now.
People have been just fantastic. Everybody has been just so kind, so good. It's just such a tragedy. Somebody so young and so full of life that to have his dream cut short, you know, so quickly. And Caelan's gone. You know, that's it. I've got to live with it. I just want to say, may his gentle soul rest in peace.